You're listening to E-Commerce Fast Lane, episode 74.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fast Lane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fast Lane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com to be notified when a new show is released. My guest on today's show is John Vrancic from Recart. Now, they're a marketing solution that helps to increase the revenue and lifetime loyalty of your Shopify brand by engaging your customers on a platform that they already use, and likely yourself, and that's Facebook Messenger. They really help your customer's journey through Messenger conversations like abandoned cart reminders, shipping and delivery notifications, warm welcome messages, literally just to say hi and get those building blocks of a personal connection. They help with product reviews through text and messages to create that kind of social proof on your product pages, which is proven to improve your conversion rate. And finally, they engage and retain your customers through promotional messages, campaigns, through newsletters and product announcements and sales alerts and re-engagement campaigns. I mean, all the fun things that us as marketers have to do, but this can now all be done through Messenger. So it's pretty cool, pretty exciting. So let's jump into the show and learn from John about what the Recart solution can do and how it can 100% help your store grow. So hi, John. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Talked about it at the top already a little bit, but on a high level, what does Recart do, kind of in your own words, and what sort of problem is it solving for Shopify store owners?
So in one sentence, Recart helps successful Shopify merchants to take their businesses to the next level with Messenger marketing. However, to understand what Recart truly does, one has to see the huge shift that's going on in paid advertising. More and more brands are competing for the same amount of Facebook and Instagram ad placements, resulting in sharp customer acquisition cost increases, and it all adds up to about 40% cost increase for merchants year over year. Now, this means that brands have to adapt and change their customer acquisition strategy. Instead of being obsessed with acquisition, the most successful high-growth brands focus on channel diversification and customer retention, because they can't rely only on ads and email marketing anymore. So without a diverse customer acquisition and retention strategy, brands face increased customer acquisition costs that usually limits their scaling abilities. And this is where Recart comes in. We help Shopify merchants with a well-executed chat marketing strategy This will diversify their marketing efforts and build better relationships with their customers through conversations on Facebook Messenger. And here's how we do it. Recard facilitates connections between merchants and customers by creating unique conversations from their Facebook ads, but also additionally, we open conversations on site with special offers and pop-ups. And we offer connections between merchants and customers by creating unique conversational use cases for all parts of the customer journey. Here are three ways we do that. Number one, off-site. We offer conversational ads that open Messenger experiences. Number two, on-site, we help brands open conversations using pop-ups and forms across all pages of their stores. And number three, once the customer opens a Messenger experience, we help brands automate the conversation through the customer journey. And use cases that you described above applies here. Browse abandonment, cart abandonment, discount abandonment, reminders, receipts, shipping and fulfillment notifications, product requests, product review requests, and seasonal promotions. So to sum it up, that's the problem Recard solves. We help Shopify stores grow and scale profitably, and we help big brands grow even bigger. And for merchants who are doing this, the results are amazing. So from the first month, using Recard can add an additional 8 to 15% revenue to a brand's bottom line. And it's why we've grown so fast over such a short period of time. And in summer 2019, we reached over 100,000 Shopify installs, and we are experiencing enormous growth after month ever since.
Wow, 100,000 installs is a pretty impressive number, I think, from any app in the App Store. So congrats on that. There are other competitors in the similar space doing things with Messenger because it's such a hot product, but it's so interesting that you've obviously solved a lot of problems for a lot of brands, that people have vetted the solution, made the Recard choice, and here we are at 100,000 some installs. So pretty exciting. Let's talk about the history of Recard. Can you kind of share maybe the initial vision of what Recard was? It's always interesting to understand, I guess, the desire of the founding team and just how the Recard platform continues to evolve.
Yes, absolutely. So initially, Recard started out as a cart abandonment tool, which sent out emails to those shoppers who abandoned their online shopping carts. Our CEO and co-founder was solving a problem he had experienced himself as a merchant for several years. And after he developed this program, his business has doubled to millions of dollars in revenue. And that's how Recard was born, as a software to solve cart abandonment. Now, a couple of years later, in 2017, we ran a hackathon because we were curious to see if we could build cart abandonment recovery specifically for Messenger. 1 week later, we released the world's first e-commerce Messenger cart abandonment solution. And it turned out to be one of the most effective online marketing channels to date. It was the one that really put Recard on the map. And by 2018, Recard became one of the most popular Shopify apps. Now, we are fully focused on Messenger marketing. Based on today's trends, we believe that in 5 years, customers will talk to brands almost exclusively via chat apps like Facebook Messenger or iMessage. The popularity and the nature of chat apps will gradually open up new marketing opportunities that just can't be facilitated through any other channel. And businesses always go where their customers are. Currently, customers are using messaging apps, and they have already surpassed traditional social media because the way we communicate as a society is shifting. The challenge for businesses of all kinds is how to adapt to this change by creating a chat marketing strategy.
I also think about China. I always look to them for a little of inspiration about what's going on. Facebook Messenger and text message type communications, it came on my radar a few years ago. I started thinking about how popular WeChat is in China. And I think that's the inspiration for a lot of North American consumers, is that's their primary method of communicating and finding and paying for goods. Taxis, buying food, pickup, deliveries. Like it's unbelievable that it's all, from even a wallet, is all part of the WeChat experience. knowing how many years ahead the Chinese culture is in relation to how WeChat is being executed there. It's very interesting what Facebook is trying to do here in North America, in, at least in the Western culture, trying to get Messenger working. So it's pretty exciting kind of how that's all coming together. So those listening today probably have some interest in Messenger, and you know, I'm sure you've heard of it, and you may even have the odd app installed for other different types of direct communications with your customers. But there has been a recent policy change. I want to kind of dig into that a little bit, because maybe 6 to 8 months ago, maybe not quite a year, but I can recall there being those that have chosen to have a Facebook Messenger opt-in, maybe on the product page or through a pop-up in exchange for some kind of a discount of some sort, some kind of a widget. You could, at the beginning of time, when this kind of got released to the market, it was pre-checked. And so the customer didn't have to go and do one extra step at all, because it was already pre-checked box. And they just said, is this you? Yes, it is. I want to be communicated with through Messenger. Recently now, that's changed for whatever kind of user experience thing that is. And so now that's been kind of revoked. How does that affect Shopify merchants that are using Recart?
Yeah, revoking the pre-check widget actually happened in April earlier this year.
Okay.
And it shook the whole industry. We believe that revoking the pre-check widget was the right move from Facebook. It's true, it generated a ton of subscribers for merchants. However, many of those subscriptions were unintentional. So imagine this, we put a pre-checked widget under a button that is being pressed by most of your customers anyway. It's no surprise that many of them didn't know when and where they opted in to those messages. Right now, all subscriptions are explicit opt-ins. So the customer feedback is much better too. Now, every subscription being intentional, they become more valuable too. Right after the policy change, we came up with an effective and innovative way to subscribe visitors, and it is pop-up integrations. We integrate the Messenger subscription widget in all kinds of pop-ups, be it the biggest apps on the market like Privy and Justino, or it can be a custom-coded pop-up that your developer put together. Merchants can utilize Messenger marketing. We are able to set it up to suit the needs of the merchant. For instance, with Recart, merchants don't have to give up their email marketing efforts. We easily integrate the Messenger widget into their email pop-ups, enabling them to utilize both email and Messenger channels. Recart also detects if the visitor of your site is logged into their Facebook account or not. If they are logged in, the Messenger experience shows up right below the email field. And if they're not logged in, you can still collect email addresses. So to give you some tangible results, our pop-up integrations deliver much better results than the pre-checked widget could under the Add to Cart button. And many merchants ask, okay, but how? So let's assume that you have 10,000 visitors a day. Usually around 10% of your customers add something to their cart. So you have 1,000 add to carts a day. About 40% of them are using a browser where you can show them the Messenger experience, meaning that the pre-checked widget drove you around 400 Messenger subscribers a day. Now, great pop-ups usually convert around 15% of your traffic into leads. As a top-of-the-funnel tool, it shows up for most of your visitors, not just your add to cart stage customers. From 10,000 visitors, you usually generate 1,500 leads. Now, 40% of them are logged into Facebook, meaning you generate 600 Messenger subscribers a day. And that's a serious 50% uplift in the number of subscribers. Now, this result is quite average. We oftentimes see much better conversion and Facebook login rates. So as a bottom line, imagine having around 8 to 10% of your visitors opted into your Messenger. It's incredibly powerful. And in addition, we launched our conversational ad features so merchants can collect subscribers from Facebook ads too.
And I like the fact that you are allowing Shopify brands to either custom code things, which is usually not the case unless a serious VC funded brand where they have a very, very unique customer experience and design, their look and feel. But for most, using Privy or Just Uno as a connection, you're likely already using it for cart saver or some kind of very strategic exit intent or time-based product pages and offers and things. It's quite interesting that you're allowing the logged in experience in Facebook to happen and to almost dynamically show the appropriate either email capture and or Facebook opt-in offer on a pop-up through Privy or Just Uno. So it's quite interesting how those both tie together. And that's one thing I find success in a lot of Shopify brands. I have an opportunity to get into the admins from the brands and merchants that I work with. And it's interesting to see there are certain apps that are necessary as part of the tech stack. Privy and Just Uno, one of those two typically are there along with a few others. So it's nice that Recart fits in nicely with that existing tech stack and lets them get up and running quickly. So I think that's really, really awesome. John, this show, I'm sure you can appreciate, it really does have a diverse range of listeners. So if you were to give some advice to early stage entrepreneurs that are on e-commerce, that are on Shopify, what would that be today?
My main advice would be to play the long-term game. Early stage Shopify merchants differ from mid-market ones for sure. They are usually focused on getting the sales and getting as many of them as possible. This makes them heavily focused on top of the funnel ads and direct response experiences like driving impulsive purchases with lucrative offers and interesting but less quality products. They have very limited resources, so they don't tend to focus on customer retention. And there are amazing apps in the Shopify ecosystem like Spocket or SMS Bump, Lux and Push Owl and many more that help you get those sales. These are very popular apps for smaller Shopify merchants. And this strategy will work just fine up until a point where you have to start becoming a real brand and figure out many things like better product quality, customer retention, additional marketing channels, customer service, and the list goes on. So what I see from a lot of entrepreneurs who are just getting started is that they are looking for the easy ways and the get-rich-quickly schemes. Messenger marketing, because of the nature and the nuances of the channel, helps store owners increase their revenue stunningly quickly. But if you just keep sending promotional and sales-oriented messages, your audience will notice. With the right mindset, however, you can nurture a long-term one-on-one conversation with your shoppers and turn them into your most loyal customers. So we encourage you to leverage the Messenger platform and connect with your customers there. Use the platform not just to drive the sale, but to generate meaningful conversations and take the feedback of your customers seriously.
Customer experience, that's all reasons why brands do so well now. It's so interesting. There's even roles when you go to LinkedIn and you take a look and see what brands are looking for new employees in marketing. And the CX, this customer experience role, is a big one. And it's one of those ones that it's a multidiscipline role, but it's mandatory now as far as helping differentiate a brand. And for sure, my next question is going to lead into that because there are a lot that are listening today that have got that dialed and they really do have market fit and they really are seriously invested in their customer experience. And I would consider them more in the mid-market to enterprise people. They likely will have a small team. They're very eager to grow and scale. In your opinion, what do you believe the executive team or the marketing team, what sort of things should they be working on based on their current complexity or maturity?
Yeah, so actually we work with tens of thousands of Shopify merchants. And when we look at them, we look at the high growth brands, we tend to see the same. They diversify their marketing efforts. They don't rely on one or two channels. They utilize and test many of them. They add Messenger and live chat and TV, Google Ads, SMS, reviews, loyalty programs to their marketing stack. They invest a ton in retention. They invest in the quality of their products and in the story of their brands to make sure that the foundation for retention is there. They understand that instead of optimizing everything for acquisition, they need to balance the funnel between new customers and repeat purchases. If you want to grow as fast as these merchants, you need to take customer retention and new marketing channels seriously. And as a matter of fact, I truly believe that those who are in the mid-market with a small team and who are eager to grow are the ones who found the most success with Recart. They have the necessary traffic, the sufficient budget, and they are usually up for testing and experimenting based on our recommendations. So we love to have the hands-on approach with them and work really closely with these clients.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really good feedback. So I think that's exactly what I see on my end. I think experimentation is key because there isn't always kind of a one size fits all. There's no necessarily a roadmap or a blueprint for success because every brand is different and customer personas are different. So the idea here is that there are some best practices, which we're going to talk about in a moment, but there also is some experimentation to see what actually does resonate with the target audience. So let's talk about the future for Recart. I mean, we are certainly in the fourth quarter now of 2019. Can you share, first of all, some highlights of what's happened in 2019 and then maybe your 2020 roadmap or any new partner alignment? Just end of the day, I'm trying to get a warm and fuzzy how Recart can really help people at the end of this year rolls into 2020.
Recart, we're getting ready for the end of the year by releasing new and innovative features merchants can use to drive more sales. One of the big news is that we are launching conversational advertising funnels that allow merchants to connect their Facebook ads to automated messenger conversations. The closed beta test drove insane results for the selected merchants, so we are excited to release it to the public. Facebook advertising strategy is the same as it was 5 years ago. Clicks just got a lot more expensive. The strategy that they usually use has three main steps. The first step is creating audiences. Merchants create audiences so they can target their ads on selected people. The second step is ads themselves. Merchants launch Facebook ads to these audiences. And the third step is visitors. As their Facebook ads try to drive people from Facebook and Instagram to their store. And then the process repeats. They create new audiences based on the behavior of their visitors. So they create different ads for people who purchased something, who abandoned their cart, based on their interest in specific products. And they launch different ads to recapture their attention. So ultimately, the regular Facebook advertising model allows you to buy only one website visit with a click. To re-engage those visitors, you have to pay for another click. And as the average CPC increases almost 50% year over year, more and more brands need to look for more effective solutions. So with our new feature, we want to disrupt this advertising model with memorable and unique messenger experiences. Our new messenger marketing funnels will allow merchants to purchase not one, but at least four or five interactions from one single click throughout the whole customer journey. Now, first of all, merchants create audiences and target those audiences with Facebook ads. However, these ads aren't regular click-to-website ads. These are click-to-messenger ads, taking customers to a messenger conversation. Inside a conversation, brands can offer discounts, run product quizzes, and provide exclusive interactive contents to engage with their customers. Once customers interact with the Recart bot inside the conversation, they receive the discount code from the bot and they become messenger subscribers. To unlock the 10% discount, merchants can easily ask for an email address or for a phone number. Facebook Messenger allows brands to get this information with a tap of a quick reply button. Once the brand unlocks the 10% discount, Recart bot sends the visitor to the store. And this is where the magic starts. About 95% of these visitors don't convert to buyers. They abandon their offer. And Recart is able to detect that your visitors have finished their purchase. And if not, the bot sends an automated follow-up on Facebook Messenger. And you can follow up the conversation saying, "Hey there, notice that you haven't activated your discount. Is there anything we can help you with?" And you can include frequently asked questions and answer in the conversation. And brands can send another follow-up in the conversation later, free of charge. So conversational ads, this whole funnel delivered a messenger subscriber, a email or phone subscriber, a visitor, and several messenger follow-ups. So for the same price they usually spend on a single visitor, they get a lot more. And this is the true power of conversational advertising.
That's awesome.
We are committed to build more integrations. We see that merchants love when their apps are working together. So building deep and meaningful integrations with market-leading partners is still going to be a priority for us going forward. We recently delivered Messenger integrations for all major pop-up apps, just to know Privy, Optimonk, Klaviyo, just to name a few. If you're a merchant using any pop-ups, you must know that you can start collecting both email and Messenger subscribers in a couple of minutes with Recard. Also, merchants want to collect emails and phone numbers with the Recard bot and send them to Klaviyo, Omnisend, SMS Bump, and many others. So during the fourth quarter, we'll focus on these integrations too. On another note, we started rolling out a new conversation flow editor. It's a game-changing new feature because it allows merchants to automate one-on-one conversations at scale. It became an instant success as it's the only conversational editor for e-commerce that shows you the entire conversation in a tree view. We got some amazing feedback from our merchants, so you can expect us to deliver new features and improvements. We are about to add delay and conditional split blocks, and many new features will arrive soon as well. And of course, we'll continue to discover new use cases around how to integrate Recard and Messenger marketing into your current marketing strategy.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for sharing that. It's like, you're right. There was a lot there, but it's exciting kind of what's going on in this space. It's a necessary channel for people that want to grow. I am particularly excited about, as you said, the tree view and how we're able to show the conversational flow editor. It's very, very interesting. I haven't had a chance to see this yet because it was, I guess you're running it in beta, but with this official release, I'm excited to kind of see that. But I think that's key. If there is a ways of showing people a tree view of what happens next and they click here, here's the next comment from the bot. And then if they click here, oh, this directs you over to the customer service page, or it moves you over here, or asks for phone number, or asks for email. And it's so interesting that you have this kind of flow set up. Will there be opportunities in the future to have actual pre-designed templates as inspiration for those that may want to use the flow editor?
Absolutely. Yes, we are busy working on those templates, and we are definitely going to publish them and provide it to our merchants and partners in the upcoming few weeks.
So, John, we are nearing the end of the show. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yes, absolutely. So as someone who has daily contact with the biggest online merchants on Shopify, I can't emphasize it enough. Retention is the new growth. It is absolutely crucial for advertisers to look for new marketing channels. It's the only way to truly increase your revenue while decreasing your customer acquisition cost. So if you aren't already experimenting with Messenger marketing, start now, because it's not just a trend. This is the new way merchants are talking to their customers. Even in our personal lives, if you think about it, everybody is shifting to instant messaging instead of taking phone calls and reading emails from a marketer. People are relying on conversational experiences in every part of their lives. And the last thing I'll say is that Recard will simply take the mystery out of this new channel for you. We will hold your hand while you integrate Messenger into your marketing strategy, and we will help you to take it to the next level.
So how can people learn more about the Recard app and solution?
You can search for Recard in the Shopify App Store, or you can go directly to recard.com. And actually, as we discussed before recording this, we discussed an exclusive offer we came up for the e-commerce Fastlane listeners. So if you are interested in what you've been listening to so far, we got something interesting for you. We will provide a one-hour strategy consultation with our senior account specialists. Now, this consultation usually costs $800, but you can get it free of charge And you can redeem this offer at ecommercefastlane.com/Ricard.
Beautiful. And I'll make sure that that is in the show notes. It is going to redirect to that landing page. That's a really great offer to have an actual one-on-one strategy session to see, like, how can I quickly add this solution and potentially with the flow editor inside Ricart with a few good recipes, so to speak, of things that are recommended for sure. Turn on cart recovery, maybe a welcome sequence. And then let's take a look at your current tech stack. Is it just Uno or Privy? Let's see how we can integrate that. It's nice to see the overall picture. That's what Ricart is going to do with a senior support person. Thanks, John, so much for coming on the show today. I know our time zones are drastically apart, you being on the other side of the world, but I massively appreciate you coming on the show today and just sharing your obvious passion on how Facebook Messenger can help Shopify brands grow and scale.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for the opportunity to connect with your listeners today.
This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms. All with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.